joy to the world. So glad the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. You let every heart prepare him room. And a heaven and a nature sing. And a heaven and a nature sing. And a heaven and a heaven and a heaven and a heaven and a nature sing. I said, joy to the world. So glad.
Marianne Williams singing Joy to the World from one of her albums, this one, If We Ever Needed the Lord Before. Marianne Williams, who was awarded a MacArthur Award, also feted at the Kennedy Center as one of America's treasures. Little Richard and Aretha Franklin were among the performers who were there, who performed for her. You probably are unaware of her, even though Rolling Stone, one writer in Rolling Stone, once declared her to be the greatest American singer of the 20th century. I don't know if we can call anyone the greatest, but she was a great singer with a wide range. She could sing straight gospel music. She could sound like a preacher. She was a marvelous interpreter and one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the great blues singers, although we're not hearing many blues from her during this presentation on the Leonard LoPage Show of Christmas gospel music. There are a couple. We'll hear something a little later from her. And, of course, the other great bluesy singer was Mahalia Jackson. We'll be hearing more from her as well in the second hour of today's annual Christmas gospel show. And we'll hear a little more of Marianne Williams coming up. This from the Black Nativity album, the original cast recording of that was inspired, in fact, by a previous recording by Marianne Williams and the Stars of Faith. Here is Go Where I Send Thee. And then also from that cast album, the original cast album, Alex Bradford and Wasn't That a Mighty Day. And then two other wonderful singers, Madam Edna Goldman Cook, very early in her career, and, of course, Mahalia Jackson, all coming up on this annual Leonard LoPage Show gospel presentation.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee one by one. One was the little bitty
baby,
born by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in a swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lowly
manger.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two was the Paul and a
Silas.
One was the little bitty
baby,
born by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in the swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lowly
manger. Born, born,
oh,
born in
Bethlehem. Children, go.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send thee three by three. Three was the Hebrew
children.
Two was the Paul and a
Silas.
One was the little bitty
baby,
born by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in a swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lowly
manger. Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send thee four by four. Four was the four that's
door.
Three was the Hebrew
children.
Two was the Paul and
Silas.
One was the little bitty
baby.
All about the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in a swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lonely
manger. Born.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
And I'm gonna send thee 5 by 5. The gospel
writers.
Four was the four that
stood at the door.
Three was the Hebrew
children.
Two was the Paul and
Silas.
One was the little bitty
baby.
All by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in a swaddling
clothing,
laid in the lonely
manger. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee?
Cindy, 6 by 6. 6 was the 6 that
didn't get fixed.
5 was the gospel
writer.
4 was the 4 that
stood at the door.
3 was the Hebrew
children.
2 was the Paul and
Silas.
1 was the little bitty
baby
born by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in the swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lonely
manger. Born
in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Eight was the 8 that
stood at the gate.
7 was the 7 that
didn't get to heaven.
6 was the 6 that
couldn't get fixed.
5 was the gospel
writers.
4 was the 4 that
stood at the door.
3 was the Hebrew
children.
2 was the Paul and
Silas.
1 was the little bitty
baby
born by the Virgin
Mary,
wrapped in a swaddling
clothing,
laid in a lonely
manger.
Came from above.
Mahalia Jackson singing The Holy Babe, accompanied here by the jazz greats Lionel Hampton and Milt Hinton. It's from 1955, not long after she moved to Columbia Records, where she became an international superstar, at least for a time. I'm surprised these days when I mention her name and some younger people don't recognize it, but unfortunately that's the way the world works. Even less well-remembered, but a huge star during the golden age of gospel was Madame Edna Gallman Cook. We heard her singing Angels from the Realms of Glory. She was the daughter of a Shouting Baptist preacher, Reverend Eddie Gallman, but she developed a kind of quiet note-bending style, and with her subtle use of what musicologists call melisma, the church folks call curlicues, she really stands out. And this is from early in her career, in 1951. Before that, Alex Bradford from the Black Nativity original cast album from the early 60s. Wasn't that a mighty day? Alex Bradford was another huge star. He wrote one of the classic gospel songs, Too Close to Heaven, which has been recorded by a lot of different people, and was living in Newark for many years, the last years of his life. We began with Marion Williams, also from the Black Nativity album, Go Where I Send Thee, and there she was showing off a lot of her growly preacher style, along with some of the high notes that people identified with her, including the Beatles, who she once told me came to her when she was doing Black Nativity in England and asked her how to do those high notes. John Lennon wanted to know what she did and how she made them sound so effortless. Little Richard, of course, was also influenced by that. We will continue this annual Leonard Lopate Show gospel presentation after we take a little break. Stay with us.
WNYC receives support from Penguin Books, publisher of City of Dark Magic by Magnus Flight. A music student accepts a summer job in a castle in Prague when strange paranormal events begin unfolding around her. Now available wherever books are sold. Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey, celebrating their 74th season, presenting The Sound of Music this holiday season. Tickets available at papermill.org or 973-376-4343. Japan Society, where the exhibition Silver Wind celebrates the early 19th century decorative painting of Sakahi Hoitsu, closes January 6th. More at japansociety.org.
You can double the return on your investment when you support WNYC. First, you'll get great radio, in-depth coverage of news and thoughtful cultural programs. Then in April, your tax-deductible gift will lighten your tax burden. Today's gift will help us deliver more great radio in 2013. But there's not a lot of time left to make sure your contribution meets the December 31st tax deadline. Visit WNYC.org to give now or call 1-888-376-9692. And thanks.
And welcome back to our annual Christmas gospel presentation on the Leonard Lopate Show. 2 hours today. In our first hour, we played four tracks of the same song, No Room at the Hotel. Tracks that sounded very different, each interpretation. Well, the song was recorded by a lot of different people, and we have four more for you. Starting off with Marianne Williams, I mentioned earlier that she'd get really bluesy. Well, you can't get bluesier than this. And then we'll hear, staying with that bluesy feeling, the Staple Singers, Roebuck Staples, Pop Staples, doing the lead with Had No Room. Most people associate the Staples with Mavis Staples, but in the early days, Pop did an awful lot of the leads. And then the Consolers, who will remind some people of Blind Willie Johnson, they were very, very big for many years. Again, one of those influential groups that has been largely forgotten. And we will end with Sister Jessie Mae Renfro, a wonderful singer, also doing her interpretation of this classic song, at least this classic song in the gospel tradition, for Christmas.
According to the word, you know. Savior.
Sister Jessie Mae Renfro with a wonderful version of No Room at the Hotel, preceded by the Consolers, and that's Sullivan Pugh with that incredible guitar sound, accompanied by his wife, Leola. And before that, we heard another family, the Staples Singers, Roebuck Staples, joined later in the track by Mavis Staples. And we began with Marion Williams, with pretty much all of them, very bluesy versions of that song, one of the Christmas staples in the gospel tradition, because it cut two ways. It was both about the Christmas story, but it also, if you've been listening to the lyrics, had a lot to do with the segregated South and living through Jim Crow. We will continue our annual gospel presentation here on the Leonard LoPage Show after we take a little break. I hope you can stay with us.
WNYC is supported by the Lincoln Motor Company, introducing the 2013 MKZ Hybrid, a luxury car with EPA estimated 45 city miles per gallon. Actual mileage will vary. More at Lincoln.com. Consumer Reports, tracking how retailers are treating customers this holiday season and providing ways for consumers to share shopping experiences at their booth at the Union Square Holiday Market and the Twitter hashtag CRNaughtyNice.
You are tuned to WNYC, New York City's own station.
WNYC, 93.9 FM, AM 820, and WNYC.org.
At WNYC, we'll always stand by you, giving you the facts when you need them most, breaking news that's sometimes tough to hear, connecting you to people across the city and around the world, bringing your voice into the mix. Because sometimes it's good to listen, and sometimes it's great to be heard. WNYC. Never turn it off.
We hope you're enjoying this, our annual gospel presentation on the Leonard LoPage Show for the Christmas season. Not everyone in the gospel world recorded Christmas songs, but we are very lucky that some of the best stylists in the tradition did. Of course, that especially applies to Marion Williams and Mahalia Jackson, who recorded a lot of Christmas songs throughout their careers. We are going to listen now to Marion singing fairly late in her career, in fact, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and then Mahalia and Come All Ye Faithful, two of the great gospel queens.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing ye dismay. Remember Christ our Savior is born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then said the angel, let nothing ye affright. Today is born a Savior who brings us pure delight, who stands against the gates of hell with heaven power and might. Oh, tidings of a comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Two of the greatest gospel singers, we just heard Mahalia Jackson and O Come All You Faithful, preceded by Marion Williams and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, on this year's presentation of Christmas gospel music on the Leonard LoPage Show. I'm going to play now one of the most popular of the current singers, Yolanda Adams, and the First Noel. And then we're going to try to sneak in a little more from the Black Nativity original cast album and hear a bit more of the glorious voice of Mahalia Jackson. I hope you're enjoying this show. By the way, if you want a playlist of what we've been doing over the past 2 hours, you'll find it on our show page at WNYC.org. Here's Yolanda Adams.
To search Mary, what's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, poor Joseph, what's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Night is chilly, what's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. My poor Mary, what's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. What's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. My poor Mary. What's the matter? Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, Jerusalem.
A contrast in gospel styles. First, Yolanda Adams and a contemporary version of the First Noel, and then from the original cast album of Black Nativity, Gospel on Broadway, we heard the cast singing Baby Born Today. And I hope you've enjoyed this presentation of gospel music and that you are having a wonderful holiday, that we have added to your appreciation of the holiday with some wonderful music. We're going to go out now with the great Mahalia Jackson and Sweet Little Jesus Boy. Stay with us on WNYC for lots of stuff on this Christmas holiday.
In a manger.
on tomorrow's show, we'll be playing some favorite interviews from the past year. In the first hour, we'll re-air interviews with two National Book Award winners. First, Catherine Boo discusses her years reporting on the lives of people living in a slum in Mumbai, India. And then Louise Erdrich talks about her novel, The Roundhouse. Also, Carol and Joe Rich discuss their education advocacy and the charter school they helped to create in Brooklyn. Plus, we'll take a look at the rise in allergies and autoimmune disorders in the general population and new ways of treating them. The Leonard Lopez Show is produced by Blake Neshek, Stephen Valentino, and Julia Corcoran. Melissa Egan's executive producer, Jason Isaac and Debbie Daughtry were at the audio controls. I'm Leonard Lopez, your host. Thanks for listening. A Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Leonard Lopez Show, and we'll see you tomorrow.